Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:16, a beautiful sunrise earlier. Hope you got a chance to see that. We're going to see some rain between noon and 6. They tell us it is the same weather that Dallas had yesterday ahead of a cold front. Hopefully we won't have any of that tornadic activity or anything. Right now, it's not bad. It's 77 degrees going up to 83. But then get ready for this. Monday, highs of 76. I beg your pardon. Tuesday, highs of 76. Wednesday, 74. Thursday, 77. Friday, 74. Another front comes through. High Saturday, 71. And Sunday, 75. So not cold, but at least we're out of the 90s and that terrible heat that we had earlier in October. Dr. Norma Jean Matei joins us, our friend, engineering professor at UNO and a former president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Talk about yesterday's explosion of the cranes, and did it turn out like it was supposed to? Good morning, Doc. Saw you on TV yesterday.
Yeah, good grief. It's taken over my life.
You looked great, I'll tell you that. Tell me, I know when it first happened, you said it would be hard to believe that that's what they intended to do. And I might be misquoting you here. I don't mean to. And look, I don't know what's right and what's not. I don't think the mayor would say, man, did we screw that up? I can't see that happening. So your thoughts on what happened yesterday about the crane? First of all, was it an explosion or implosion?
Well, I would call it kind of it was kind of an implosion. Yeah. Using explosives.
Okay. So
because they wanted to fold it into itself and then go down, so instead of exploding things outward, yeah, you're trying to explode things inward and to move inward.
So they wanted the T part, the top part, right? With the counterweight and the cab and all that stuff to fold down and be parallel with the part that was going up, or the whole thing come down? What were they trying to do?
Well, that again, this is pure speculation. Yeah. Because they surely didn't talk to me about it, because I am in no way an explosives expert. But from what I understand, they were trying to get the thing more tightly together and then move it downward into the footprint of the building, mm-hmm, or as close as possible to the footprint of the building.
It would seem to me, if the plan called for a piece of the crane to impale itself into Rampart Street, that that may have been a faulty plan. Or let me ask you the other way. Would that be a good way to end this thing, or to plan it with the outcome of, all right, so this piece is going to fall off and impale itself in Rampart Street? Do you think that would have been the plan going in?
Well, they want to avoid power lines and then any underground utilities, which it sounds like they did, with the exception of one smaller sanitary sewer line. Mm-hmm. So if it were me, my major concern are those two counterweights, which actually successfully went into the damaged building.
All right, we'll pick it up there when we come back, all right?
Okie dokie.
And I also want to ask you, where do we go from here? Because before, yeah, it happened, my fear was that it didn't work, and then they wound up with an even less stable structure, and then had to deal with it, and maybe some unexploded charges, but I think all that's happened. Dr. Norma Jean Matei is our guest engineering professor at UNO, former president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. When we come back, what happens now with the construction site of the Hard Rock Cafe and those cranes? 720, traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Some bad weather expected between noon and 6 today. You can keep it here on WWL. We'll have every bit of information that you need. like this. We're talking to Dr. Norma Jean Matei, engineering professor at UNO and a former president of the American Society of Civil Engineers, about what happened yesterday at the Hard Rock construction site. The explosions went off, and let me read a text here. It said, for the last days before the explosions, they said it would look like the cranes were melting. Clearly, that's not what happened. Compared, doctor, to what you heard beforehand and what you saw, do those two match up?
Well,
Not the text just now, but what the city was saying beforehand.
Oh, about melting? Or
well, no, or in general, what the city was saying was going to happen with the cranes beforehand, okay. Does that match up with what happened?
I think it was pretty close. I know that the crane that came down in Rampart, that missed all of the utilities. And I also, because I was in your studios, overheard something about a pad being placed. A protective pad being placed somewhere on Rampart.
Okay.
So it could be that they knew there was a possibility that some pieces would fall, and if they fell on the pad, which I don't know, but I just overheard that, maybe that was something that they thought might possibly happen, and they prepared for it. And then the other crane fell on top of the building, and the counterweight's gone, but you've got the cab and the longer part of the jib that's hanging. I think that... You can't look at something like this as being either really successful or really bad. It's somewhere between success and failure, and I think it's really close to an optimum situation, because now they've got that other piece hanging on the building. They can secure it. It's much lower. It's much lighter because the counterweight's down. I think the only thing that could have been better is not having it hang over Canal Street, because it's going to be an issue with vehicular and pedestrian traffic right now.
So how do they remove that? Do they get a crane in to remove that, or do they use more explosives?
I wouldn't use more explosives because it's lower. So now they can bring in a smaller crane and take it down piece by piece. It gives them many, many more options to use in tackling this less of a disastrous problem. So it's actually much easier to handle this situation than it was when the cranes were intact, 300, 270 feet in the air. This is much, much easier to handle.
Mayor Cantrell said she wants the entire thing torn down. You and others, I think, have said that maybe the first 8 feet or whatever the measurement was firm foundation. Is that her call to make, or is that something?
She's the authority in the parish of New Orleans. She's the mayor, and she controls permitting. Also, she's probably talked to the owners. I have no idea the contractual, the financial situation of and the insurance situation, and then the litigation situation that's going to happen. That's not my area of expertise. I know nothing about those contracts. So she probably has a better idea about what the situation is. And so we'll see.
So you cut the cranes down, you pick them up, then you got the building there partially pancaked. In terms of investigation, OSHA's been in there before, body recovery. The mayor said she wanted it done yesterday before sundown. What happens now in terms of time frame, if you had to guess, from the time they get the all clear to get everything torn down and cleaned up? Is that a 6-month project?
Oh, I have no idea. They've got to recover those bodies. I don't know if they have done so, because before they even put teams in there, they've got to assess the damage, because there's new damage to the structure.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to make sure that everything is stable and stabilize it if it isn't. Go in, retrieve the remains of the two other victims.
But after all of that is over, when they're just left with the structure, if they're going to tear the whole thing down, is that, if you had to guess, a 6-month procedure? Do they bring in a wrecking ball? How would you go about it?
Well, it depends on cost. So
yeah.
They'll have to assess how much it's going to cost for the variety of processes that they can use to demolish this building. But it's a pretty tall building. It's a pretty big building. And if time is of the essence, then an implosion would be.
Oh, really?
I would be getting these guys giving me a price right now.
That'd be something to see. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. And I know you can't speak to a lot of it because you're not involved and you don't have the details, but you know more about it than we do. So thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Very welcome.
You have a good day. Dr. Norma Jean Matei, engineering professor at my alma mater, UNO, former president of the American Society of Civil Engineers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.